Hip Hop Hamlet.
I'm Prince Hamlet. Got a problem with that? Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. I'm Prince Hamlet. Got a problem with that? Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. I'm Prince Hamlet. Got a problem with that? Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. I'm Prince Hamlet over here. You can smell it over here. Good Prince Hamlet's melancholy. What? Should I be bright and jolly? My dad is dead. My mom's big folly is marrying my uncle. Gosh, oh golly. I'm sadder than a little girl who's lost her dolly. Well, I guess that's just fine with me. So fine, I say, to be or not to be. Should I kill myself? That's the question. Anyone out there got a suggestion? Should I shuffle off this mortal coil or stay alive and try to spoil what that smiling villain, Uncle Claude, is trying to do and prove him a fraud? Well, that's from the first play in today's book, Rap Notes, Shakespeare's Greatest Hits, Volume 1. Poses the question, want to get teens or other reluctant readers, basically of any age, to read a play by Shakespeare, maybe even more than one? Well, you might just give today's book a try. The plays of interest in this edition begin with Hamlet and wrap up with King Lear. They're all plays I remember plodding through in my high school career. My appreciation for each of them has grown immensely over the years, each of them receiving several pages of rapturous wordplay. It's written by Mr. Z, and he invites us to look in on these plays as kind of rap experiences, as short, melodic, poetic experiences to give us an idea behind the play's purpose, characters, and why we might want to read the actual thing in Shakespeare's beautiful prose. Let's look in on Mr. Z's rap presentation of the famous Shakespeare play Romeo and Juliet as we learn. Two households in the 1% and above. In Verona, they fought and fought and never loved. They'd been feuding for ages, for what none remembers. But their grudge smoked two lovers into burning embers. A plague on both your houses, a pox on all the men. Who'd rather be right and fight than shake hands and shout, never again. A plague on both your houses, Capulet and Montague. Two lovers paid the highest price because of the two of you. Who am I, you ask? I'm the comic relief. I'm the nurse. No one's worse at being relatively brief. I'll never say one word when three will do. I'm the nurse and I curse. So watch out for that, too. It goes on, kind of in that theme, but it includes as well, in Romeo and Juliet especially, some wording, some phrasing, some Shakespearean lilt that I think you'll find very familiar. For instance, here's Juliet. My only love sprung from my only hate, too early seen unknown and known too late. Prodigious birth of love it is to me that I must love a loathed enemy. Two star-crossed lovers, Juliet and Romeo, break their family's feud, not on their life, oh no. But they vowed to see each other despite their family tree. And later, Romeo snuck under her balcony. He waited and waited and finally saw his love, his real love, forevermore. Romeo, but soft, what light from yonder window breaks? Nurse, Romeo said, his heart beating in quakes. Romeo, it is the east and Juliet is the sun. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven must have asked her eyes to take their place. See how she leans her hand upon her face. Oh, that I wore a glove upon that hand so that I might touch that face. Then Juliet. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, why are you, Romeo? Deny your father and refuse your name. A Romeo with no Montague would be just the same. What's a Montague? Not a hand, not an eye, not a face, not a hair, not a hip. Not a thigh. After all, that which we call a rose would smell as sweet to your nose by any other name you called it. Like Flubber Flibber or Moldy Malted, Romeo would, if he were not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection, even if he were bald. Well, true to its rap theme, this version brings forth the nurse as the key storyteller. And as with the other plays interpreted here, he mingles Shakespeare's words with a contemporary feel. You can catch, by the way, the 13-minute YouTube version of this rap, complete with music, or you can read a little bit more of the play Romeo and Juliet. Double, double, toil and trouble, opens Rap Notes Macbeth. The author's intro gives the reader an overview of the play, especially as it has come to be known in the modern day. Writing this, witches screeching incantations while boiling pots of their hideous brew on a moonless night on the heath. A good man who turns bad when they tell him their prophecy, he will be king. And his wife, loyal to one thing, power. Stir all those ingredients with a little madness, blood, and deception, and you've got one of Shakespeare's greatest tragedies, Macbeth. When I was a kid, our author writes, I liked reading it because it was so short. But when our teacher took us to see a performance in Manhattan, I liked it because it made the hair on the back of my head stand up. It made me feel fear, horror, sadness, compassion. Compassion? For a mass murderer? I couldn't figure out why I was rooting for Macbeth to live at the end. After all, the guy killed a bunch of people, including his own king, who was a guest in his house. Spoiler alert. But still, I didn't want him to lose the duel at the end of the play. And once we enter this magical world of Shakespeare, we come to appreciate not only the occasional quote of the bard's actual wording, something of a surprise in these raps, but we discover, too, that the last century's father of psychoanalysis, Freud, is still, should we be surprised, a quick reference point to the dramatic events of the play. Yes, Macbeth is full of witches and infamy and folks doing bad things to each other. And somehow, in these few pages, all of that comes through loud and clear. As I noted earlier, there are more plays than these two, than Romeo and Juliet and Macbeth, were introduced to that story of Hamlet up front, the tale of a hapless prince and his ghostly father. And we're introduced to A Midsummer Night's Dream, a play of fantasy. I'd like to wrap up this review with one of my favorite Shakespeare plays. It's not Hamlet, a story that has haunted and informed me since I was introduced to it, as I remember, a sophomore in high school. And it says more about me back then than about Shakespeare, I assure you, but it's a play that continues to kind of haunt me, one of my favorites that Shakespeare has done. It's the tragedy of King Lear and his daughters. Freud is not so key to the story here, but, once again, the modern world intruding, the Disney remaking of Cinderella certainly is. And I'll let you read the book and figure out how in the world that happens. I'm not sure, by the way, I won't always see Keira Knightley in my head when I read or see this play acted from here forward. Keira Knightley is referenced by Mr. Z in his introduction to King Lear. As our story roars ahead, just throw in a bit of Old Testament allusion and a surprising reference to Death of a Salesman's Willie Loman, and you've got another grand story that touches on the contemporary world even as it is populated by characters from that distant past. As to the story, we join King Lear, as you may remember, just as he is demanding public attestations of love from his daughters. But even as he does so, the king is betrayed by his two eldest daughters and finds himself cast out by their evil machinations into the storm of his late life. A subplot echoes Lear's fate and re-emphasizes the stupidity and cravenness of the rich and the powerful. Our story ends with death, with madness, and with some fine Shakespearean wording. Well, does interpreting Shakespeare into contemporary language and with contemporary markers bring more readers of any age to read the original plays? Perhaps. I surely hope so. Certainly some contemporary films have attempted to do that as well. Certainly, Romeo and Juliet continues to be a favorite with filmmakers. But maybe most importantly, to celebrate this compilation, is that books like Rap Notes, Shakespeare's greatest hits, opens the world of the great bard to folks who may never crack the spine of that famed Riverside edition of the bard's greatest hits, and encourage folks to fall into the stories and the characters that have captivated readers and playgoers for now hundreds of years. Not a bad way for a book to find its stride. I'll note that linking the wayward Hamlet to Jude Law and one of Lear's daughters to Keira Knightley might not stand the test of cultural literacy time. But for those of a certain age, such references ought to bring a smile to the face and a welcome familiarity to the mind, which is, after all, the point of the book. As the website about this book tells us, yes, it has a website, teachers and students read and listen to the rap before they read the play because it gives a real overview of these plays in a way that cuts through some of the difficult or archaic language and goes right to the heart of the stories themselves with humor and with rhyme. One of the biggest hurdles students must overcome in understanding Shakespeare's language. Rap Notes helps give students, our author says, a context for each of the five great plays in a memorable, fun way, and many students listen to over and over again. Result? Before they read the play, they know tons more about it than they would have without Rap Notes. So take it for what it's worth. As a modern update to the venerable Cliff's Notes, Rap Notes is a worthy contender for students' time, and students here can mean any age, by the way. It's also a larky way to introduce yourself to five of Shakespeare's plays, and it's not a bad way to spend an afternoon or even a couple of days if you like to spread out the reading. I want to finish by reading from the end, as it is interpreted in Rap Notes, of Romeo and Juliet, that tale of two star-crossed lovers who, unfortunately, don't end up in a particularly good way. By the very end of the story, the two die, and the nurse and Friar Lawrence are left to kind of pick up the pieces, conclude the story, and they tell us this. Friar Lawrence. I tried to stop her. She was so fast, it was tough. Nurse. Once again, Friar Lawrence, you were not fast enough. And that's the end of the story. It's sad, I agree. But the lesson it leaves us ain't bad, if you see. That true love conquers even death. Yeah, true love conquers even death. So now our rap's wrapped up, the end of a sad show. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo. Yes, never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo. Yeah. Rap Notes, Shakespeare's greatest hits, including Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and King Lear. It's a different kind of read for perhaps a different kind of reader, but it's also, I think, a fun way to get a little bit of an idea of what you're getting into with Shakespeare before you jump into his wonderful 16th century language. Rap Notes, Shakespeare's Greatest Hits, is available at all of our fine local public libraries, probably in the Shakespeare section, by the way, including the West Lafayette Public Library.